Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening again today and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to open the Word of God together and study the truths of His eternal Word. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and study with us as we look into the Word of God. Again, we're in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 8, and I want to take just a little bit more time at verse number 5, where we're at on yesterday, as we continue looking in these first 6 verses at the examples of the churches of Macedonia. Again, I remind you, in verse number 1, Paul is writing to the saints at Corinth, and of course to us today, and he said to us, "Moreover, brethren, I do you to wit the grace of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia." Paul is literally saying, I want you to observe and learn a lesson from the grace of God bestowed upon the churches in Macedonia. And then as we've come down through these verses, we saw in verse number 2 how that they were willing to give out of their poverty. They were willing in verse number 3 to give beyond their power. And they were willing in verse number 4 to give as partners. But then when we come to verse number 5, we find the real secret of their willingness to give. The Bible said in verse number 5, "And this they did, not as we had hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord, and unto us by the will of God." So here Paul reveals to us the secret of these giving saints from Macedonia. They gave themselves first to the Lord, and then they gave their substance unto his laborers. And I took the time of the broadcast yesterday dealing with this matter of giving ourselves to the Lord. And I quickly give you the illustration that I gave on the broadcast yesterday. Imagine, if you will, an offering plate that is big enough for you to stand in with both feet. And then you have the choice of three things. Number one, you can give some money. Stay away from it, long distance, reach over, put a piece of money in God's mission offering plate. Number two, you can give yourself. You can put yourself into that offering plate and dedicate yourself to the Lord and let God use you. But thirdly, you can give not only yourself, but give your substance also into God's offering plate. And I tried my best on the radio yesterday to set before you that offering plate and give you the invitation and the encouragement that you make a move for God. Now, if for some reason you did not hear the broadcast yesterday and you're hearing this today, I present that same challenge to you. They gave themselves first to the Lord. In your mind, visualize an offering plate. Just set out something, set out a box, lay down a piece of paper, mark off something on the floor, and call that God's offering plate. Put yourself in it, and simply lay your hand upon your head, and dedicate yourself. Father, I give you myself. Take this offering, and multiply it, and use it to meet the need of missions around the world. And let's see what God will do with your offering as you give yourself. Now then, notice again, if you will, the last part of verse number 5. Verse number 5, the Bible said, "In this they did not as we had hoped, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then they gave their substance unto us as God's missionaries by the will of God." You see, it's no problem to get people to give their substance when they have given themselves. Please hear what I'm fixing to say. If God doesn't control our substance, He does not control ourselves. If we have given ourselves to God, we will have given Him our substance also. If there's anything in your life that is not yielded to the will of God, then that particular particular thing will become your God and control you. So they gave themselves first to the Lord. Now, with that in mind, let me back up for just a few moments and review these verses again in that light. You see, what happens, preacher, when you give yourself to the Lord? Well, listen to me. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. We all love to feel good. We express our emotions in different ways. Some shout, some laugh, some weep. Others show their emotions of rejoicing in other ways. But the churches of Macedonia reveals their emotions back in verse number 2. The Bible said how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality. Now, if I may say it in this manner, there are two things that happens in verse number 2 that just don't supposed to happen. They're in a great trial of affliction, and they're not murmuring, they're not complaining, they're not groaning and moaning, but the Bible said that in the midst of that great trial of affliction, they have an abundance of joy. Now, you've got to admit, that's not the normal. That's not it. Every time I read the book of James, chapter 1, verse number 2, where the Bible said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. I have to repent. I've never reached that place in my Christian life where every time I face trouble, I can rejoice over it. But I simply say, as most of you do, oh no, not again. But here the saints at Macedonia refuse to look and live under the situation and circumstances that they're living under. But instead, they're experiencing the grace of God. And God bestows this grace upon them. And there they are in the midst of that great trial of affliction. Can I say it? They're shouting it out. You see, what's happening is God is providing for them. God is supplying the need of their missions giving right in the midst of their famine. In fact, if you look at the rest of verse number 2, the second thing that I say is not normal is that the Bible said right in the midst of that famine, their poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality. Their poverty abounded under the riches of their giving. You see, they were giving more in a time of famine than they were able to give in a time of fullness. You say, now, wait a minute, preacher. Is that possible? It is with God. And I said again, I've been preaching it for several days. When you learn to give by faith, it's not you giving, but it's God giving through you. And so in the midst of their famine, God provided for them in such a manner to give to missions that they could give more in the time of famine than they could in a time of fullness. Now, when this happens, verse number 3 becomes the reality. They not only want to give what they can to their power, but they get to wanting to give more than they can give. Now, I know the flesh rises up and says, but preacher, that's impossible. Well, if you have no faith, it is. If you do not know God, it would be impossible. But when things are impossible with man, they are not impossible with God. Let me give a Bible illustration. You know, having babies was beyond Hannah's ability. It was impossible for her to conceive because the Lord had shut up her womb. But Hannah knew what to do about what she could not do anything about. She went to the Lord and said, in essence, Father, Lord, I cannot conceive a child, but you can enable me to do so. And if you will give me a child, then Lord, I will give him back to you. And God said, I will. And he did. And Hannah had the baby. Then Hannah gave him back to God. And God, as though it was, looks at this woman and said, I'm not going to let her outdo me. So God gave her, who could not have babies, 5 more babies. And now here's such a lady who has 6 children that could not conceive could not have a baby within her own ability. You see what happened, preacher? She was willing to do what she could not do. She was willing to give herself to God and let God take her, if I may use the expression, beyond herself, beyond her ability. And that is exactly what happens to these saints here in Macedonia. They start giving when they go into this time of famine. They make up their mind, we're not going to drop a missionary. We're going to trust God. We're going to believe God. And if we drop one missionary, we'll be able to face the Lord at the judgment seat of Christ and say, we dropped them because you did not provide for us in the famine. And friend, God will not fail when there's the exercise of that kind of faith. And so God sends the money in. They shout it out. They rejoice over it. They wind up giving more in a time of famine than they were giving in a time of fullness. And then they get so excited, they get to wanting to give beyond their power. And God enables him to do that. Then they look at the crowd of people going to hell, the world, and they realize that their blood will drip at their hands at the judgment seat of Christ if they do not get the gospel to them. So they start praying, Paul, in verse number 4, and the missionary team, take our money and take upon you the responsibility, the fellowship of ministering to the saints. So they gave their person first to the Lord. Then they gave their possession to his labors. And what happens? There's an abundance of joy in the midst of a great trial of affliction. They give more in a time of famine than they can give in the time of fullness. They want to give more than they're able to give. They want to give beyond their power. And God enables him to do so. They gave his partners. Paul, we cannot go where you go. We cannot reach whom you reach. But we're going to support you. Please take our money and let us support you so that we'll have a part in reaching the world with the gospel of the grace of God. So they gave themselves first to the Lord, then their substance unto his labors. Could I ask you again, would you do that? Would you do that? They gave themselves first. Will you today, right there by the radio, give yourself to God? And then you can give your substance to the work of missions around the world. Now, quickly look at verse number 6. The Bible said they gave in so much that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so would also finish in you the same grace also. If I understand that verse of scripture right, here's what it's saying. They gave us so much money in that time of famine that we were able to share it with Titus and allow Titus to stay there with them and teach them and exhort them that they grow in the grace of God to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul and him, talking about the churches of Macedonia, gave to Paul in his ministry. Paul shared with Titus that he might help those Corinthian believers understand the grace of God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time Gospel broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began broadcasting the Harvest Time Gospel broadcast. God has been so good to us. Lives have been blessed. We've had a report of one dear lady being saved by listening to the broadcast, and God has blessed us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep your station on the air during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not.